George, na, da hat etwas Lagschüttel. Oh, mit so etwas Unit 16. I have just shared Unit 16. Unit 16 is about news. We're going to learn some things that'll make it easier to talk about news. Really, the news is far too big a topic to fit in one unit because the news can be about anything. But I've tried to restrict it to a unit-sized chunk of material by focusing on some words for news, some words for talking about news, and some typical expressions that we might use to start a conversation about news, to comment on someone's news, and there's also a special conversation at the end, similarly to the last unit, Unit 15. This unit has a special conversation at the end, conversation 6, which gives more colloquial language between friends that you would use when you're hanging out, visiting, exchanging news, and so on. The learning goals in this unit are to start to be able to talk about the news, to have some ways of answering the very important question, "What are you doing?" This is a very common part of conversation, of greetings, and is often how discussions of the news begin, with the question, "What are you doing?" We're going to be practicing the past and future tenses more intensively. I believe the first time we saw the past tense was back in Unit 5 on self-introductions when we were learning how to talk about deceased people, but now we're starting to use the past tense in a more serious way to talk about all kinds of things that happened in the past. In order to do that, we need to know the different forms of the past tense, how to pronounce them, and which forms of the past tense are pronounced on which stems. We're also going to learn some common evidential endings. Evidential endings are endings that say something about the quality of the information. When we first learned to make statements in Nuchanov, we learned to do it with the real or strong mood, which is for statements of fact that you know to be true. But now that we're talking about news, we're sometimes going to be talking not about firm facts, but about hearsay. And Nuchanov has a special mood, the hearsay mood, for marking sentences whose information is hearsay. Another important evidential ending is the guessing mood, which is pronounced kacha. This is for information that is not known for a fact, but is based on deduction or some evidence. The third evidential ending we'll look at is the ending matak. Matak is usually translated as maybe. Let's take a look at the words for Unit 16 in the Ahauzit colloquial version. Our first word is oyakhmis. Oyakhmis. Many of you know this word as meaning news, but it's actually more general than that. Oyakhmis is information. It's anything that one person can tell another. Eekhok. Eekhok. Eekhok basically means what the English word tell does. It means one person gives information to another person. If you look closely, you'll see that the verb eekhok, to tell, and the noun oyakhmis, information, have the same root. It's not immediately obvious because the root is shaped a little bit differently in the two words, but it is the same root because both words have to do with conveying information. Hashish. Hashish is an interesting word that means something like to be informed. Hashish is an adjective that describes someone who has information, someone who knows something. You're probably more familiar with the form hashilsa. Hashilsa. Literally, hashilsa means very informed, containing lots of information. It describes a person with lots of information or a fact that is informative and useful. You probably know it as the name of the Nuchanov newspaper, the Hashilsa. And usually we translate Hashilsa as interesting, but that doesn't really get it what it literally means. Go ahead. We were just talking about the words hashish and hashilsa, a couple other words based on the same root, Hashichik. Hashichik means to get informed, to find something. It means that someone told you some information. Its causative form is hashi yep. Hashi yep. Literally, to make someone become informed, to let someone know the news. Mamuk. Mamuk. Imchap. Imchap. Nachas. Nachas. Huxatu. Huxatu. Yachmil. Yachmil. Siqil. Siqil. Yatspanach. Yatspanach. Klehpanach. Klehpanach. Cheats. Cheats. We often translate the word cheats as phishing, but it's actually more specific than that. Cheats specifically means trolling, which means fishing by pulling a line behind a canoe or a boat. There are other words for other kinds of fishing. Since this is the most common kind, it's the one we use the most, and we often translate it with the English word fishing, but be aware that that's not a precise translation of the Nunchaknoth word. Hochdeutsch. Hochdeutsch. Uaaluk. Uaaluk. Naata. Naata. Nuke. Nuke. I seem to have neglected to give you an English translation of nuke. This word means song. Nuke tsu yuk. Nuuk Tsu Yuk. Nuuk Tsu Yuk is any device for playing audio or music. Nuuk Tsu Yuk literally means it has songs inside it. Very similar to the word for television, which is Pik Chus Tsu Yuk. Pik Chus Tsu Yuk means it has pictures inside it. Nuuk Tsu Yuk means it has songs inside it. Ya'al. Ya'al. Pikchastuyak. Pikchastuyak. Chia. Chia. Chachatzinap. Chachatzinap. Tlúquil. Tlúquil. Wíkshahap. Wíkshahap. Apmímit-i. Apmímit-i. Apmítlik. Upmi-tlik. The word upmi by itself means either yesterday or tomorrow. In other words, upmi means one day away from now in either direction. In order to specify yesterday or tomorrow, we just add tense endings to it. Upmi mit-i is one day ago in the past. Upmi-tlik is one day in the future. You'll recognize the past tense ending mit on upmi mit-i. Mietlik has a future ending in it, but it's an atypical future ending that we don't see very much. I'll give you an overview of the six conversations in this unit. Conversations 1 and 2 illustrate how to ask about the news. So these imagine that you're having a conversation with someone and you want to raise the topic of the news. Conversation 1 gives you a couple ways to ask about the news. What's the news? Do you have any news? And various ways to respond. I have lots of news. I have no news. My news is good. The news is bad. And so on. Conversation 2 is similar, but here person B gets to offer some example news. These are kinds of things that happen often. These sentences have been chosen in the hopes that you'll be able to use them a lot. For example, you were at such and such a place. Such and such a person is planning to visit. So and so is sick, and so on. These are things that we get to say quite often. Also, the B sentences in conversation 2 illustrate the two of the new moods that we're working on in this unit. The hearsay mood, as in Ta ish wa ish Justin. I hear that Justin is sick. Ta ish wa ish Justin. This is an example of the hearsay mood. So this is something that I don't know for a fact. Rather, I'm repeating something that I've heard from someone else. We also have examples of the guessing mood. Hint shit kacha Maggie. It seems that Maggie is coming. Hint shit kacha Maggie. The kacha here means that I don't know for a fact that Maggie's coming, but it sounds like it'll probably happen. Like maybe Maggie's been delaying her trip and she might actually have gotten everything in order that she needs in order to come, but it could still fall through. That's one example where we might want to use the guessing mood. I understand hina wiqsh to mean we've invited her. So it's a little different from expecting. Conversations 3, 4, and 5 you've already seen. These are the conversations in the daily activities immersion set. What are you doing? What were you doing? What are you going to do? These illustrate how to use the past tense and the future tense witas. As we've seen, there are several future tense endings. Witas is only one of them, but it's the one we use the most often. Last, conversation 6 gives you some more colloquial language for talking to your friends. Depending on dialect, your dialect might have some slangy phrases that people tend to use when they show up at a friend's house and when they're leaving. Some examples from central dialect, hey ya hatlsish. This is a special pointer that is used only in some dialects, and it's a D1 pointer that points to something that's just appeared. So hey is like saying, here I am, I just appeared, I just showed up in your house. When you visit someone, it's very common for them to ask if you've eaten. How kwatlitk? And conversation 6 gives you a couple of answers to that. In fact, as very traditional people will tell you, the proper thing to do when someone visits your house, whether it's expected or not, is to feed them whatever you have around, and you don't need to say anything. You just put it in front of them. But because this is the language class, I'm always trying to give you things to actually say. And this is something that you can say in that situation if you choose. Then when it comes time to leave, there's a slangy expression, ah-ah-ts. Ah-ah is another special pointer. Usually, ah-ah points to something that was just said. So, for example, if I think that what was just said was interesting, I might say, ha-shil-sa-ish ah-ah. That just said is interesting. Ha-shil-sa-ish ah-ah. But the pointer ah-ah is also used in this slangy expression, ah-ah-ts, which literally says something like, that just said is me, but the way it's used is to mean, I'm out of here, I'm gone. Other things you can say when you're leaving, washiatls, I'm going home, washiatls. This word appears in every dialect, but only some dialects have these other special forms, yatsa and tliha. They mean that I'm in the middle of leaving, either on foot or by vehicle. If you're leaving on foot, you would say chu yatsa atls. I'm leaving now. Yatsa atls. If you're leaving by vehicle, Tlihaatls. Tlihaatls. As far as I know, these are strictly central and northern expressions, and they're not used in the far north or in the far south. Different dialects also have different well wishes for when someone goes away. The one that's in this unit here, Yutzhapi'ath, I hear that mainly from Tom Curley and Levi Martin. So I consider it a colloquial expression. Yutzhapi'ath, take care, safe travels. I have not checked yet whether it's used in a Hauset. Josh, do you know? Is Yutzhapi'ath used in a Hauset? Yeah, okay. How does it say Yutzhui? Yutzhuicho or Yutzhui? Cloak would say Yutzhapi. And I have notes of Julia saying Yutzhui, but not of Julia saying Yutzhapi. So I'm guessing that Hausets are more likely to say Yutzhui, but they probably understand both. But they amount to the same thing. It's a way of saying safe travels, be safe. And the root seems to be wind. The idea being that when someone is leaving, in the old days they would have been leaving by canoe, and you're wishing for their benefit that they have the wind at their back so that it's easier to paddle. So it's a friendly, caring, and probably ancient expression. That is an overview of the Unit 16 conversations. We have about 10 minutes to practice and discuss this, if necessary. So now, if you like, we can go through the Barkley sound words, or you can ask any questions that you might have about this unit so far. We have an important question about the endings ut, meaning now or then, and uct, which is the future ending. Ut versus uct. These two endings cause a lot of trouble for beginners and even intermediate students because they're difficult to pronounce, and they're difficult to pronounce well enough so that the person listening to you can tell them apart. And since they mean totally different things, but they come right next to each other in the word structure, they're very important to distinguish properly if you want to speak Nunchaknoth well. I just wrote out some examples. These are in Central Northern dialect. I'll just go through these examples to show how they're pronounced and what these endings sound like alone and in combination with each other and what they mean. The word I'm using is washit, which is the ongoing aspect of go home. Washit, going home. Washit. A simple sentence is washits, I'm going home. Washits. Another sentence, washiats. I'm going home now. Washiats. Yet another sentence. Washitlaks. Washitlaks. I will go home. I will be going home. And we can also say washitlaktlaks. Washitlaktlaks. I will be going home now. Washitlaktlaks. These are all possible words. And they mean slightly different things. In order to pronounce them properly, takes great care and practice. I also noticed that I wrote these out as if from a dialect like Julia's, where Julia treats the future ending uct as hardening, so it causes that lambda to disappear. But most speakers, in fact, do not treat uct as hardening, and before uct, those speakers would preserve the lambda of washit. So I'll say them again the way Julia would say them, and then I'll say them the way Fidelia would say them. So first I'll say them the way Julia would say them. Julia treats uct as hardening. Julia would say washit, washits, washiats, washiacts, washiactlats. Fidelia does not treat uct as hardening. She would say washit, washits, washit, washiats, washitlaktls, washitlaktlats. So, Josh, I think you understand how this works. You were just letting us know that you struggle with it. Is that right?